Hi, my name is Alex, and I'm a soon graduated master's degree student at the University of Jyväskylä School of Business and Economics. And today I want to talk to you about research participant rights and informed consent. As an example, we will take a look at the PhD study from the Department of Music, Arts and Cultural Studies that takes a look at music videos from the music psychology perspective. In this particular study, the personal data was collected in the form of surveys and open-ended questionnaires. In this video, we will discuss data management for research using personal data. So, what are your participant rights and how to obtain their informed consent? As the author of the thesis, it is your responsibility as the primary data controller that the personal data you are collecting is processed in a safe and ethical way. In this context, processing refers to all activities related to the personal data, including collection and storage. Participant rights and informed consent. Your participants have the right to know why and how their personal data is being processed in your research. You are required to provide your research participants with the privacy notice and obtain their consent on collecting their personal data. The privacy notice should include these details: what kind of personal data you are collecting and for what purpose? Where will the data be stored? Who will have access to the data? What measures have been taken to assure data is protected? The privacy notice acknowledges your research participants that their personal data is being collected legally for the purpose of the scientific research. In addition to privacy notice, your research participants have to give you consent before you start collecting any of their personal data. Parent or guardian consent are required in case your research participants are under 15 years of age. You can find privacy notice and consent form templates at the university webpages. Now, pay attention, this can get a little bit tricky. Even though you obtain consent from your research participants, in itself, consent is not the only legal ground for you to start collecting and processing their personal data. In the privacy notice, you inform your participants about the legal grounds on which you collect, process, and store their personal data. In academic research, the legal grounds can be either consent or public interest. The rights of the participants depend on the chosen legal grounds. However, regardless of the legal grounds, consent is still asked in some ways. The first study in our example was based on online questionnaire. The study design included several survey measures and open-ended questions about listeners' experience with music videos. The privacy notice was the first page of the study. It included all the relevant information about the research team, who they were, their institution, and what was the purpose of the data collection. Here is an example of some of the information included in the privacy notice. You will be asked to fill out three surveys and a series of open-ended questions about your experience watching music videos. Your information and responses are kept private and used solely for research purposes. Only the primary data controller and project supervisor will have access to your data. As a participant, you have the right to stop the study at any point during data collection. If you have any questions or concerns, please do not hesitate to contact the primary data controller. In order to minimize the experiment bias, the research team provided the research participants with necessary information regarding the nature of the study. The contact information of the research team, such as personal emails, were also included in the privacy notice in case research participants might have any questions or concerns. Participants select "I consent" after reading the agreement. I have been informed of the purpose and the content of the research as well as the use of its research materials. I understand that I have the right to withdraw my participation at any point during the data collection. I give my consent to the use of my test results and the data collected on me in such a way that it is impossible to identify me as a person. I hereby agree to participate in the study in accordance with the instructions given by the researcher. After research participants consented to the collection of their personal data, they can begin. To the questions, "Where are you storing my data?" and "For how long?" your answer can be: all data with direct or strong indirect identifiers, such as email addresses, are stored in a password-secured folder on an external drive only I can access. Once the study is published and the participants who wish to be informed of the results received a copy of the publication, the original data files containing the emails and non-anonymized information were destroyed. Anonymized versions of the data files are also stored on a secure folder and will be kept for a minimum of 4 years after publishing. After 4 years, if the data is no longer required for the research purposes, the anonymized files will also be destroyed. In some cases, you can store the private data of your research participants longer than 4 years. For example, if you're sharing it with other data controllers in the context of a larger research project. Make sure to make your plans regarding their personal data clear in your data management plan, as well as privacy notice. Good luck.